If you look at the social media platforms, they're all solving for volume of content. No one, except for YouTube, in my opinion, is solving for quality of content. The long guys can go short, but the short guys can't go long. I believe to be like universal truth. The short content is so, the cycle of repetition is so much quicker, right? The trends are happening so much faster. They're blowing up so much quicker.
Yeah.
That this means it will also come down that much fast, which is essentially why I think reading comments is really unnecessary.
The coolest thing the internet has to offer is AIM, where you can like instant message your friends that are like on the other side of town or on the other side of the country or whatever. We had no idea that the World Wide Web and what that was going to offer us and how much the access to internet was going to change our lives. We couldn't even compute.
Finding that middle ground with the stuff that you're either super passionate about or have zero fucking clue what you're talking about is, to me, really important.
15.
15?
Is that a lot?
Yes.
What would you do if milk started squirting at you like streams? You would not. What's up, everyone? It's Nancy Anderson here. The love of my life, Max Anderson here. Joining you guys for another podcast. Today, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants. We have some really cool Wild Wednesday things that we're going to get into. But something that we're just talking about that we could just dive into is a new business idea that we have. And by we, I mean Max. But I'm co-founder just because I married it. And we are starting a new piece of software, I guess you would say. And why don't you tell them a little bit about it? But keep it like broad and easy to understand. Don't try to pitch them. They're our friends. They're just our community. Just this is you get like feedback from them. Although a lot of you guys aren't content creators. But
yeah.
Just overview briefly, simple terms. Don't go down the rabbit hole because they probably won't understand.
I think what's really more relevant is talking about the problem at hand, which is what we were just discussing.
Which is, let me just, I guess, summarize that is like I was saying that like I'm like this close from not reading any more comments or any of my posts like at all. And that puts me at a big disadvantage because I use the community. I mean, in DMs, obviously I'm in DMs a lot and I can connect with people. But in the comment sections, like that's where things go awry sometimes. And I gain so much knowledge and like insight from people, like what they want to see, what they don't want to see, what they resonate with, what they relate to, like how I can help them, what I can create content on that's going to be of value to them through the comment section. But also in the comment section, you get trolls that are just kind of like bringing you down. And it's annoying to see after a while, you know? And like some days I'm just like, whatever, like you're nuts. But other days it kind of gets under my skin a little bit. So I was just saying that like maybe I just am just going to be totally hands off and just not answer comments anymore at all, you know? And I don't want to do that, but I do think about it sometimes. And then Max was saying, well, that's why you need Palgorithm, which is his business idea and something that he's building out actively right now, because it gives you that valuable feedback from the customer, the client, the commenter, the community without having to go down the rabbit hole and like look at, you know, the good, bad, and worse comments. Essentially. Yeah.
Well, you have a measurement problem, right? Just like you do in like physics or like quantum mechanics, is that, you know, you're looking at something and you're thinking that you're deriving some sort of pattern, negative, positive, whatever it is, and there's no objective data source, right? So there's no like hypothesis-driven experimentation when it comes to social media.
Yeah.
And there's a dearth of support or a lack of support on creator tools. Like we were just talking about this with like DSLRs or light rings or podcasting software. Like there's no, so much of it is geared towards creation and like creating at all costs. So right now we're solving for volume, right? So if you look at the social media platforms, they're all solving for volume of content, right? No one except for YouTube, in my opinion, is solving for quality of content. So you know, they're going to run into a problem where, like, there's only so much shock and awe.
I think TikTok is also doing it because they're SEO-based now, but.
Doing what?
Trying to compete with YouTube.
Yeah, they won't. I mean, I think the long guys can go short, but the short guys can't go long. It's just what I believe to be, like, a universal truth. Yeah, it's just, you can't, like, the short content is so, the cycle of repetition is so much quicker, right? The trends are happening so much faster. They're blowing up so much quicker.
Yeah.
That this means it will also come down that much faster, right? Because what goes up must come down.
I feel like I've already seen it come down.
oh, it has no choice. It's like, I'm not like describing something that I think is unique. It's like, it's science, it's nature. But the interesting thing is like what I was, there's a great book called Everybody Lies, which is essentially why I think reading comments is really unnecessary and why I think a piece of algorithm is really important is because there needs to be an objective source of data. Like, and there just isn't one, right? So you like, and this is like kind of why I was writing the copy for the About Us page, was it's basically like, you know, it's to answer the question like, okay, when Max is in content, how much better or worse does it perform? Like a literal number that's an irrefutable set of measurements that you could say this thing. Because you, and it's kind of, it's part art, part science. So it's really adding data, you know, data science, artificial intelligence, all these machine learning, all these like best in class horsepower, but it's taking your data, your content, what you spend so much time creating, and wrapping it up into a package or a set of insights that actually supports or refutes these things you believe to be true.
Yeah.
Because so much of social media right now is just, it's like, I equate it to like fashion, right? Like, it's like, okay, what makes something cool? It's like, oh, because Vera Wang or whatever designed it.
Oh, okay,
or
you.
Whoever it is, right? But it's like, it's not an objective opinion of the truth, right? Like, so it's this like everyone saying like, oh, like it's the Gary V's, right? They're just like spraying shit against a wall, something sticks, and it's like, hey, look, it's follow me. And, you know, I think that, you know, there's,
yeah, there's
room for
a lot
more sophistication.
Follow them.
Yeah, but they say things that are highly like plausible, and it's,
oh,
like,
yeah,
they don't end up saying anything. So it's like, I don't know. It's to me, like, there's a really clear line between like cult leaders or like cult leaders, entrepreneurs, and like, you know, I don't know, like these, I don't know, I have to say like religion, but like it is like there's like very something deeply
hot
rooted
topic
in our psyche that makes us like,
yeah,
you know, not like, you know, be the hero of your own story, right? So
yeah,
it's like, you know, I don't know.
Anyway, it's a cool rambling business idea. Max has like 3 business ideas he's working on right now, which he loves. He's very creative in a very different way than I am creative, but he really thrives in an environment where he is creating something that he's passionate about. So I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Well, I wouldn't be doing it without you.
Yeah.
So
teamwork.
But it's, but I think that's what we were saying yesterday. It's all the same functionality, right? So everyone's obsessed with the ChatGPT stuff. And it's like, I've been trying to tell anyone who would listen for 2 years about OpenAI. And they're like, oh, ChatGPT, this is like whatever. I'm like, dude, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the thing is on the
like
generative.
The entire world's going to change.
Well, like the on the pre-trained, like just think about it this way. So it's like a hammer or a saw or a tool or whatever. Like it's just, you're like, there's so much you can take and do with it that people aren't even like, the average consumer isn't even looking at it. So,
well, I like really equate, I think like the best analogy to think of that like everyone watching could relate to is like, remember before dial-up internet? And when we started getting into dial-up internet, we thought like the kind of epitome of dial-up internet was like AIM. Do you remember like AOL Instant Messenger, where you had like a screen name, Pants 007? What was yours?
CL, Triple Threat. Wait,
what
why
was your AIM
not
screen
funny
name? That's what I want to know.
There you go. Yeah.
I want to know what was your AIM screen
Wait,
name?
Wait, why was Pants 007 not funny, but CL Triple Threat was funny?
What did CL?
Cheat leg, baby.
Cheat leg.
Triple Threat.
Which, like, if you're from West Virginia,
threat,
you know that this is like the upper middle class suburbia on a lake where the rich kids live, basically.
I mean,
and he's a cheat leg, triple threat. Like, what were you doing triple threat and cheat leg?
Well, if you must know, triple threat is a basketball position, but that's not what my screen name was based off of. Because I was a threat with the ladies, the money.
That's true.
And I forget the third one. But it was like cars
sports
or clothes.
Oh.
Yeah, no. It was like, oh, maybe it was sports. Yeah. I was like, I had to, what was your buddy icon?
What's that mean?
You don't remember the buddy icons? What? Like the buddy icons in like the lower left-hand corner? Mine was an Escalade.
Oh.
Yeah. They call them their
remember
buddy icons. It was like an avatar or something. And they got animated.
Yeah, I don't remember. But mine was like, my nickname growing up was P-A-N-C-E, Pants. And people will call me P. Like, that's what like, people from my hometown call
Which
me
P. Which is funny because you call your
the
daughter
The letter
P.
And then I named my daughter Paisley, and we call her P. So it's kind of, like, funny. But, yeah, that was my – it wasn't, like, pants like I'm wearing pants. It was pants that rhymes with Nance. And everyone called me P, P-A-N-C-E. And then 007, I don't know why or where, like, I put that.
Oh, obviously,
like,
James Bond, 007.
Well, obviously, but I don't know. I don't even like James Bond. I don't know why I put that, slapped it on the end like that. Maybe
I didn't even like girls. I was, like, 10.
But anyway, what I was trying to say is, like, my chat GPT or my, like, AI comparison is that when we first got the internet, we thought, oh, the internet, the coolest thing the internet has to offer is AIM, where you can, like, instant message your friends that are, like, on the other side of town or on the other side of the country or whatever. We had no idea that the World Wide Web and what that was going to offer us and how much the access to internet was going to change our lives. We couldn't even compute the magnitude of how much it was going to change over the next 20 years since AOL Instant Messenger was, like, what we were, like, using every day, and that was kind of it. That's what I think AI is to right now. Like, we think that AI is like ChatGPT. Like, that is only the tip of what is coming in what AI can offer us, for better or worse. I mean, I think for mostly better, yeah, if we use it properly.
Well,
but
yeah, I think the most important, and it's interesting, so, like, that down the same thought pattern, like, I think about my parents, and we were very... Not, I wouldn't say tech savvy. We had, like, video game consoles, had AIM, played Doom. Like, and I think about how my life would have been different. Not that I'm not complaining anyway.
Yeah.
If my parents, rather than just use the services, if we had spent time understanding how they work. So I think one of the most important things you can do as a parent, as a professional, as an individual, is if you're interested in something or see a trend, understanding how it works is probably one of the most important things you could do. Because I think it's funny because I go back to, like, when the analogy I have in my head is when I worked at 5-Eleven Tactical and I'd never shot a gun in my life. And you think, like, oh, guns are bad. Like, and we were working with the NRA, and the NRA did something, regardless of what you think about the NRA, they did something really interesting where they took a bunch of people who were very anti-gun and they took them to the range. And the experience that you get understanding how a firearm works, how you train, everything that goes into it, you're at least more educated in your pro-gun or anti-gun opinion.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of what happens, what you see, is people out in the world, they don't have any exposure to the things they have opinions on. And they're really married to those opinions. They don't have any exposure on. So it's like, you'd be like, AI's taking over the... Like, the people who are like, oh, AI's like the greatest thing since sliced bread, and or the people who are, AI's going to take everyone, to kill over everyone. It's like, there's really one common thing you know about those people, is that they even have zero exposure to there, or they have too much exposure to it, right? And it's like never in between. And it's like gaining, finding that middle ground with the stuff that you're either super passionate about or have zero fucking clue what you're talking about is, to me, really important. And that's why I think little stuff like learning Python. Like, someone had the other day, it was this thing, it was like, yeah, like, basically saying that every parent who's teaching their kid Python right now is wasting their time because ChatGPT is going to be able to create the code. Is the dumbest take, like, you could possibly think about. Like, you want to understand how language is formed, how they're used, all this other stuff. And it's like, you don't just write, you don't just, like, prompt code and it writes it. And you have to host it. You have to test it, QA, debug it. Like, yeah, there's so much that goes into this stuff. And no one knows what's going on. And I think that level of, like, you know, awareness is really key. It's like, hey, we're all making this up as we go. It's a great time to learn and experiment and, you know, take chances. I mean, ultimately, that's what it is. It's, you know, if we're not going to build the next generation of products, who is? Right? I think you and I are uniquely suited based off our experience, based off a fact that we're very different, like mentally. You know, that's why I chose the, you know, color purple for, you know, it's like that to me is like where we meet is like where the magic happens.
Yeah.
Right? It's not all your way and it's not all my way.
We definitely have a complementary skill set. Like, Max is like a brainiac in so many ways. And I'm really smart, but like in very specific ways, like what I specialize in. But I think I offer a lot of creativity and like I can dream up a lot of big ideas that Max can help actually bring to reality. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. I had something that I was just going to say. Now, of course, I forget, but yeah, I'm stoked. Like, I think a lot of people really are incapable of just, like, understanding any of this. And I think part of our age, like I think our millennial generation, especially like kind of like our older millennials, which I think I fall into that category. I'm 38. It's just like interesting because even given like what I do for a living, so many people can't even understand that. It's like I was leaving somewhere yesterday and someone was like, yeah, good luck with like the app thing. Is that like how you say it? Like, is that like appropriate to say the Instagram thing? And I'm like, wow, like still after like all this time, you're like, good luck with the Instagram thing. I'm like, and the thing is, like, I'm not mad about it. Like, I don't mind it at all, but it just gives me this like reminder that like no one understands. Therefore, there is so much opportunity.
Yeah.
It is like unbelievable. Like when I first started like online, people my age straight up made fun of me for spending so much time on Facebook and Instagram trying to build my followers. Like literally made fun of me. Like, why are you wasting your time on that? Why don't you just go open a gym? Like, you're good at what you do. Just go open a gym. And I'm like, no, you're not, you know, you're not getting it. You know, like I see like a lot of potential here. Like, I'm going to work at this and see what I can do with it.
Took a risk. You're risking wasting hours and hours and hours of your time.
Oh yeah, way more than that. But yeah like it was. But I thought, I don't know, I follow my intuition a lot, which is not like helpful in any shape or form to anyone that's like trying to get like entrepreneurship advice, because I'm like, just follow your intuition. But that's really what I say all the time. I just like follow my gut with like so many things, and sometimes it doesn't work out, but more times than not, I feel like it has. And like the whole business, me doing the whole online business, was just me following my gut and a lot of fucking hard work, you know, like never letting my foot off the gas for like 8 years.
Yeah.
But anyway, the just like there's a dinosaur like thinking out there where it's like, oh, like we've already like made everything we can make. There's the internet's already gotten to the level it's going to get to. Like, we've already like established everything that's going to like change our lives. And I think that's like so wrong, not just with AI, but like with a lot of other things too. It's like, find a problem that is a real problem and it helps a lot of people, and you will be very successful. Like, fulfillment and also financially, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest key, is like the solving problems.
Yeah.
Like, the world always favors those who solve the biggest problems.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in free markets, and that's essentially what capitalism is. It puts a cap on your earning potential, and that cap is extremely high, right? Or potentially extremely high. And it's you have to, and that's why I think it's interesting about the back, you know, not back to algorithm, but it's like that. It's like what I consider the creator founder conundrum, right? You have to, someone in your shoes or our shoes has to create content that stimulates demand for a business, and they also have to create a product that creates value that hopefully goes on and also stimulates demand in a different way.
Yeah.
By referrals. So, you know, time spent doing one is not time spent doing the other, and we, with like the whole like build in public movement and everyone becoming more comfortable with people creating content and sharing bits and pieces of their lives, like, you know, you still have to be doing both.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You're not like a Logan Paul or a Gary Vee or a whoever. They're just all like just really
churning
out, or like a Kardashians. Like, they have the demand generation piece figured out, and they're just looking at not solving problems, but just like white labeling existing solutions, right? Think about cosmetics, think about supplements, think about Prime. Like, there's, and that's kind of my biggest problem with like that whole type of the world, is that they see these Trump is, I mean, just an example is like, not to be political,
but like
branding, right? Like, these people have mastered the art of marketing, and I think it's really, really cool. But the people who have mastered the art of marketing really don't do anything to move the needle forward, right? They're like developing an innovative set of services and solutions. So you put like them in one bucket, and then like the Musks, the Gates, the Zuckerbergs, whatever it is, the people have gone on and created and founded companies that have transformed the Bezos, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're two separate buckets. Like, yeah, you could argue they're both, you know, entrepreneurs or self-made, whatever it is. But there are levels to it. And to me, like, that's what I get kind of frustrated about, is like that there's an incentive to create a bunch of content and do a bunch of things. But it's like, yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. And I think on average, it increases a lot of transparency, which I think is good, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's like motherhood or like steroid use or abuse in like my community, or like the men's side of things.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I think there's it will kind of regress towards its mean. And I think in that mean, but specifically like kind of artificial intelligence, machine learning, is that it grants so much horsepower. Not just AI ML, but like just think about content creation. Like think about how expensive this would have been. This would have been to do 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And think about how much cheaper it is going to be learn, use any like, you know, Google's products, AWS products. It's just pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
Which means that it puts more solutions and tools in more people's hands, which on average we have a higher output as a society, and we can just be way more productive. And that's productivity is what drives countries, nations, cultures forward. You know, cheap energy, cheap education, stuff like that. So
yeah.
It's just never been exciting. There's never been a better time to build something. I think that's why I'm focusing on building so much. And we've really made a point over since I've been involved, which is like not too much longer after you started everything, is like we've always been in the business of making our current products obsolete.
Yeah.
Right? And like that's how
I'll get trolled for it, but best interest of like keeping up and having a very like a forward thinking product that we can offer that just continuously gets better and better and better. And we have another project coming up soon that is also trying to do that to our current product now, is like just level up with our app solution.
Yep. Well, it's interesting hearing you say about like when you're like my intuition and I'm like more right more often than I'm wrong. And like, I guess I disagree.
I know you disagree.
Like, because like, oh, for because sure. That's not the way like this, like the numbers of the game. People underestimate the like the volume or the amount of work and the luck that has to take place for success to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, and this is where we used to get in these really big arguments, because you're like, you used to be like, well, your ideas aren't right all the time. And it's like, correct. Like, if all my ideas were right, that would be really weird. You'd either be
but
like.
But Max's, your ideas come from like a calculated place.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of like reason or thought behind them. It's not just like, oh, I think like. You know, it's like, oh, here's my beliefs and like here's all the supporting evidence that I have, and then I'm okay with like disproving or proving. Like I'm okay. Yeah. I'm not married to my ideas.
Yeah. But I mean, you've been right about like a lot of things that have really impacted the business, you know. And we've also been wrong about things that have impacted the business, or been wrong about people that have not been good for the business, or like products or softwares that we've integrated that I'm like, this software sucks. Like we have to unwind this and get rid of it. And you know, it's just part of being an entrepreneur, really. You fail a lot. I mean, if we added up all the money we wasted on bad people and bad softwares and ideas and things that we added into our products, it'd be a lot of money, you guys.
Oh yeah.
But like you can't get better without some failure, you know, like you have to try things out, and then you let it run for a while, or you let them work here for a while, and you're like, this ain't a good fit, or this isn't working, or this doesn't take payments properly. Remember that first Mover Bump site? Oh my God, that was a huge disaster. Anyway, we've learned a lot.
But I think you're wrong way more often than you're right. That's my point.
Oh yeah.
Is that this idea that like, oh, I'm right more than I'm wrong is just, it's very, you remember the times that you're right.
I think when I'm talking about it is like, more like on the content side of it, like content creation inside and outside of the apps. More, not necessarily like business ideas, like the initial business idea. Yeah, that was kind of like me following my intuition, because no one was really doing what I do online now 9 years ago, when I was like, I'm gonna go after this and see what's up. You know, like only influencers were just starting on blogs to start posting on social media, and there are bloggers. Like, no one's a blogger. Bloggers are dead. If you have blogger in your bio, you're just making it up. You're an Instagrammer or TikToker or whatever. But it's just, like, so interesting. Like, I don't know, to look back. But I think my intuition comes from more like that. Like, oh, I'm, like, inspired, or I feel like in my gut, if I made a piece of content that was X, Y, and Z, it would do really well. Or if I, like, I know, I don't know, like that kind of stuff. Like the big business ideas and the strategy of business, and even the strategy of marketing, really has come from a very calculated like idea from Max, which is not intuition. It's because he like studies it. I mean, you do, like in your own way. You're very like savvy and really good at like looking down the road. Like, where is everything headed and what do we need to change right now to be ahead of the curve next year or in 6 months or at least be with the wave, you know? Mm. Like, people that are, yeah, it's just whatever.